recognizing their contribution. I'm Melissa Patrick. A longtime member of the media, friend, and colleague to many, was honored this week by the Garraway School Board. Garraway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay took a moment to recognize Barb Limbacher for her many years of dedicated service to covering the district.
Words can't express how much we appreciate you, the fairness, the positive coverage that you've given Garraway over the years. And you've also had a very special connection with us, I feel like. So this is just our small way of thanking you for all of that.
Thank you.
You will be greatly missed when you aren't covering us, but we really, really greatly appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Limbacher is a resident of Strasburg and has worked for many area news organizations, including the Times Reporter in New Philadelphia and the Bargain Hunter in Sugar Creek.
This, of course, has the Garraway G on it, not a paw print, but hopefully you
can get that. I'll put it somewhere. So thank you so much.
President Dr. Jim Miller and other members of the school board also expressed their thanks to Limbacher.
Yeah, thanks, Barb. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
I knew you were here when I saw that tiger sticker.
That tiger sticker.
We need to get a picture, yes.
Congratulations on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The boards were my favorite to cover of all this stuff. And my
special opportunities.
Thank you.
Among other updates from Garraway, with the start of the new school year less than a month away, Dr. Millay updated the board on staffing across the district, which he says is always a top priority.
We were really solid going into the summer. We were really solid through the summer. And then as it happens, we did end up having a late resignation, which was intervention specialist. So we went through our due diligence and actually were a little proactive in trying to get some candidates that were available for us. And we have a recommendation on your agenda tonight for Quentin Schwartz, who's a 2022 Garraway graduate. He's worked hard over the past 4 years at Kent State University to prepare for this opportunity. And so we're excited to make that recommendation tonight.
Dr. Millay added a recommendation to the board to hire Steve Yoder as a bus driver to cover for one of their current drivers who is recovering from a recent accident that has them unable to work.
We'll bring him on as a full-time driver if and when Cindy returns. You know what our driver situation has been like, so we think that it would be very beneficial to keep that position as a floater driver. I feel really good about that. Kevin Roberts feels really good about that.
Dr. Millay also gave an update on summer building projects.
This summer, as you know, has been a really hard summer with the heat and the weather and a lot of challenges and things going on. Our building crews have done an amazing job, so I can report to you that everything is on schedule for the beginning of the school year, maybe even a little bit in most parts as far as building prep goes, ahead of schedule. So we're really good there.
The next regular meeting of the Garraway School Board will be Monday, August 17th at 6 p.m. in the high school library. The Holmes County Sheriff reported 4 yesterday, no accidents, 16 incidents, and this arrest. Nicholas Philip Vaccarello of Loudonville, who is arrested and charged with DUS warning letter. The National Weather Service has confirmed a tornado touchdown in southwest Ohio's Claremont County. The National Weather Service confirms that a tornado touchdown shortly before 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon, just southwest of Amelia, and then continued southeast through Pierce Township and Mount Pisgah. Accompanying violent thunderstorms and high winds caused structural and property damage that saw roofs torn off, trees uprooted, and debris flying for miles. Duke Energy reports that over 10,000 customers were without power as high winds and localized flooding delayed repairs. Funeral services have been announced for Cameron Duvall, a North Randall firefighter who was killed by a drunk driver. Tomorrow, there will be public visitation at Mount Zion Fellowship in Highland Hills from 4 to 8 p.m. Then Saturday morning, a funeral will be held for him at the same place. That starts at 11 a.m. The 29-year-old was hit and killed early Saturday morning while stopping to help someone with a flat tire in Pepper Pike. The suspect in this case, 26-year-old Joseph Simmons, faces multiple charges, including aggravated vehicular homicide. His bond is set at $150,000. Springfield is preparing to build a new factory for electric airplanes. The company Electra is eyeing Springfield for its latest manufacturing plant. Electra makes EL-9 ultra-short airplanes. Those planes need just 150 feet of runway to take off and land. Governor Mike DeWine says the plant will bring more opportunity to Ohio. The factory will cost $850 million and will be located right across from the Springfield Municipal Airport. And finally, industry data and analytics company Luminate has found that the 2026 World Cup halftime performers experienced considerable jumps in the streams of the songs they performed live at the final on Sunday. Global streams of Justin Bieber's Everything Hallelujah more than doubled, rising 110% from 592,000 streams to 1.25 million. Global streams of Madonna's Music rose 66% from 193,000 streams to 321,000. BTS's Dynamite also grew in terms of global streams from 2.14 million to 3.05 million for an increase of 43%. And Shakira and Burna Boy's official anthem for the 2026 World Cup, Die Die, also saw a slight bump for an addition of 3.48 million new global streams. I'm Melissa Patrick reporting for Hometown News on WKLM.